talk about it with us is head coach Michael Huger. And, Coach, this game followed a familiar script to the first time you played. Ball State got out to an early lead, a sizable lead. This time, though, you were unable to turn the tide and get back in the game. Ball State jumped on you early here today again.
They did. Our energy and effort on the defensive end just was non-existent today. And we got to do a better job of just, you know, wanting to win and doing the things that it takes to win. And that's where we are right now.
Seemingly the major problem defensively in the first half is you lost Jalen Sellers, the MAC's top accuracy three-point shooter, and he got some clean looks and made all five of them.
He definitely got clean looks. It's so frustrating. And, you know, we got to be able to understand what we're doing, the coverage, how to close them out. You just go over these things day in and day out in practice. And now we got to get to the game and execute it. We told the guys what he does, what does he like to do, and we still gave him exactly what he wanted to do, and that's the three. We close him out short as if he wants to drop the ball, and then he just stayed there and shot threes.
Also today, Peyton Sparks was more of a factor in the post. The first game he held them to 9 points. Today he was 8 of 11 from the floor. Obviously when they got it to him, he was pretty effective. Were they a little more insistent on getting it into him today than the first time?
We didn't give resistance, and it's just no resistance. And when you don't give resistance in the post to a guy like that, of course he's going to be able to score, and that's what he did today.
Well, Coach, also we saw you try to speed the game up, or at least that seemed what I think maybe you're trying to do. You tried to press a little, and you thought maybe a better tempo might help you. I know it ultimately didn't work, but was that the thought?
Yeah, we tried to speed them up a little bit. It actually did work, but they were able to get the offensive rebound and score after that, so that was the problem. We did our jobs, but then we didn't rebound the ball when we got the stop, and so that – I mean, just more energy, more effort on the defensive end is the biggest key. And we got to be able to do that consistently. We'll do it at times, but not on a consistent basis.
Also today, Coach, a bugaboo for your team lately hasn't necessarily been the volume of turnovers, but the type of turnovers. 17 points for Ball State on 10 of your turnovers seemed like almost every time they ended up scoring off it.
The frustrating part is the careless. We had 10 turnovers, but they were just – they were our turnovers. They didn't force anything. They didn't get us to do anything. We just turned the ball over. And it's just, we got down at least it's 10 instead of 18 and 20 in what we've been doing. So that's a you know, step in the right direction. But we got to do a much better job of taking care of the ball. And just, you know, we got to do a much better job of everything. And, you know, it starts with us. We got to do it. It's not going to happen. Someone else is not going to do it for us. We have to be able to do it. And we have the ability, and now we got to have the will and the want to do it.
Coach, the turnovers that lead to easy points the other way, is some of that your guys on offense maybe are pressing to make too fine a play, or they're just is it just a mindlessness and carelessness?
It's a mindlessness and a carelessness right there. It's just the passes we throw, it doesn't matter, and that's the part. It matters. Every pass matters, and you know, they have to understand that every pass matters. You have to throw the pass with knowing what you want to do, with execution of what you're trying to do, and not just to throw a pass because I'm not shooting. And that's the problem right there. And, you know, we just got to be able to turn it around and fix it. We got games left, and we got to take one game at a time.
Next up, Tuesday night at home with Central Michigan. Coach, appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Falcons head coach Michael Huger. BG Falls here at Ball State today, 93-72.